crashing through my being. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll tell you, I almost don't want to interrupt, but I have to tell you, we've been worshiping in the glory. And get ready, because miracles are going to be released in the glory next. Hello, Sid Roth here with my friend David Herzog. And I have to tell you something. We did something different, because David has been flowing in the glory, the manifest presence of God, for over 20 years. I thought, what would happen if we started with worshiping God in the glory? And that's what I have to tell you, David. I don't remember the glory being as high as it was as a result of worship. What is the tie-in between worship and glory?
Well, heaven's air is worship. So worship is the common denominator in heaven 24/7. So when we start to worship, we actually start to sync with the glory that's in heaven.
Now, out of curiosity, as you were worshiping God, I know what you felt, because I felt the same thing. But did you see anything? What was going on inside?
I saw my spirit in heaven. I literally saw myself in heaven at the throne worshiping. I saw the myriads of angels singing, cherubims. I could hear the sounds in heaven. That's what I was, and I was singing what I was seeing.
Now, that sounds like the way it should be. Can all of us do that?
Yes, if we're hungry for God and desperate for God, we start to worship God, start opening your eye gates and the spirit to see things in the heavenly realm.
Now, you were mentored in the glory by a friend of mine who is now in heaven. Her name was Ruth Heflin.
Yes.
And she was known for the glory. She was known as someone that when she would worship God, she'd be coated in gold dust. Yeah. She would go to the airport, and the people getting the ticket would look at her and wonder, you know, you're a little old to have all that glitter on you. But it wasn't. It was from heaven. Tell me how you got into this glory in connection to Ruth Heflin.
Yeah, I had a 6-month revival breakout in France on Father's Day after being in Pensacola. And 6 months, every night, miracles, salvations. It was the longest revival in 50 years. And she heard about it, and she said, he's the answer to my prayers when she was in France fasting for 40 days. Hmm. And then after the revival, I was just hungry for something new, went to see her after reading her book. She told me, no, you're speaking tonight. I said, no, I don't want to hear myself. I have been speaking for 6 months. You know you're burned out when you don't want to hear yourself. I said, I'm so hungry. She goes, no, I'm a prophetess. You're speaking tonight. I didn't come here to, she would not let me speak out and let me sit down. Reluctantly went up to the front and preached. The glory hit me so hard. I sang my whole sermon. The power of God broke out.
That's the worship.
Yeah.
Got into the key to get into.
But I wasn't trying to. I was thinking to myself, what are you doing? You look stupid. I sang all of Isaiah 60 and 61.
Oh.
And then the glory exploded in signs, but it wasn't even the signs. It was, I felt like I'd gone to heaven. The next 7 days, I was like, I'm living in heaven. I didn't even know this realm existed. I thought I knew the glory. It was more the anointing. And when I entered this realm, it was so heavenly. It's like someone in heaven doesn't want to come back to earth. I said, Lord, whatever you do, I don't want to leave this realm. I can't have tasted this and go back. And that was the beginning.
And the thing that so excites me about this glory is things are instant. They don't take 50 years of prayer and fasting to come to pass. And most people stop before they get the victory. It's instant. Tell me a few instant miracles that people have reported.
I'll tell you a really recent one that happened just backstage, just like half an hour ago, right before lunch. One of your staff was there and they said, please pray for this lady. She needs to grow taller. So I prayed for her and we watched her grow. And one leg, before I go, okay, we're going to pray. And the leg just started jumping before I could say a word. Then the next one overgrew that one and was like, what is going on? This is just in the back here. She grew about 2 inches and she looks taller already, the lady in your back and the staff here. That was just 5 minutes ago or half an hour ago. But we saw that in Israel. Two people grew taller, like about this much, considerably taller, in the meeting, came on
now,
stage.
Now, Israelis are pretty skeptical.
Very. Until they see.
What happened?
Well, after I got off the stage, Israeli security said, we need to talk to you, please. I thought I was in trouble. Did I say something wrong? Did I? And they take me to a quiet place. They got machine guns and they look at me and they said, could you pray for us? And I said, what?
Look, we have a bunch of professional basketball players that will be lined up for you to pray for
them.
We
need, you don't see many Jewish basketball players, do you? Maybe we need to pray for more of them to grow. Okay.
Tell me some other miracle.
Sure. I was in Africa on stage preaching, my first time to Africa, a crusade outdoors. And in the meeting, God says, hey, there's a woman here and her daughter is dying in the hospital. But I want you to tell the woman her daughter's already dead. I said, Lord, I can't do that. He goes, you have to because I'm telling you to do it.
Huh.
I said, but Lord, that's not a good way to start a crusade the first night. And he would not let me go. I said, is there a woman here? You came from the hospital. Your daughter's dying. She raised her hand. That's me among thousands of people. I said, I'm sorry, but the Lord told me to tell you she's already passed.
That had to be so hard for you to do.
Terrible. I said, that's not the way to start a crusade with miracles. I said, Lord, what do I do now? She's crying. He says, raise her from the dead. But she's not here. She's in a hospital in another city. And he said, but David, you know this. There's no distance in my glory. You've taught this. Yeah, but okay. I said, what direction is the hospital? I pointed to it. I began calling her spirit back in her body. And sure enough, she went back to the body, back to the hospital. And they said, ma'am, your daughter died shortly after you left. We warned you not to leave, that she would die. But at a certain hour, the hour we were praying, she came back to life. She had a sheet covering her, pronounced dead. And it freaked out the doctors. And she was raised from the dead from a distance.
You know, everything speeds up. Prayers speed up in the glory, but this is over the top. Everyone's heard of Kanye West, right? Tell me about the prayer for Kanye West.
Well, we were doing a crusade in Phoenix last year. It was Awaken 2020, the first stadium event, the only stadium event of 2020, I think, in America because of the shutdown. And I had a dream that Kanye was going to be in our event. Now, our event was already packed out. We had all the speakers. And I said, Lord, please stop teasing me. And one thing led to another. A week before the event, his manager calls me, hey, Kanye actually wants to come. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. But now I have to change the staging. We have to raise money to get him to come. Not just Kanye, a 100-member choir. And he was there. There's a little more to it than that, but it was, again, supernatural. None of these things
happened. You told me he was coming, and I said, man of great faith. Yeah,
But, yeah.
But even beyond that, everything speeds up. Prophecy speeds up.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, like for instance, Ruth Heffernan prophesied to me, David, you will do big events like civic centers, stadiums in France, and you'll do it every 3 months like Catherine Kuhlman. I said, well, that's wonderful. I wrote it down. Whatever. It'll happen when it happens. She dies. So it's a year and a half later. And the Lord said, when are you going to walk into that prophecy? I said, I'm waiting for you to do it. He goes, no, it was ready for you when she prophesied it. Because in the glory, it's a now realm. So I said, okay. So I went and found the guy who runs the building. I made an offer. How much does it cost? Found out that he had heard about me. He said, I've been waiting to meet you for a year and a half. I'm a Baptist pastor, and this is my day job. And I had to repent because I missed your revival. Half my church went to that six-month revival. And I asked the Lord, please give me a second chance. So don't worry about the money or the price. We'll work it out. Do it every 3 months if you like.
You've spent so many years in the glory. And there's a whole generation that has never seen what is coming. And as a matter of fact, you, David, haven't seen what is coming because you've never walked that path before. You've walked in the glory, but it's a matter of level, and it's going deeper and deeper and deeper. But you can fast forward us. We want to be among the first walking in the glory. Give us some keys.
First key is to be very hungry and desperate, not just open. Oh, I'm open. Like, I was desperate. I had seen everything I could do in my own anointing and what God could do at that level, and I realized I hit a wall. If I just keep going, I'm not going to go to the next level. I had to pull back and seek Him in hunger, desperateness, intimacy on a whole new level. So there's hunger, intimacy, waiting on Him, and just waiting till He shows up in that new glory.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I hear that term all the time. You hear it. What does that really mean?
Sometimes we get in prayer and we get rushed. We go, okay, well, I'm going to pray this, 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 this. Amen. I prayed everything. I'm going to work. Well, no, I'll worship Him. I'll praise Him. I'll pray everything. And then I wait. I just wait in the presence. I'll put music in the background and I'll just wait on Him. And at some point, the presence of God's glory will start intensifying. And then he comes. And the waiting is the hardest for the Western culture because we got our iPhones, we got our busyness, we got our schedule. And the first hour, it's like your flesh has to die. The first second hour, you're like, okay, I prayed, I got to go, Lord. And here's how you know you hit the realm. At first, you're making excuses to the Lord why you need to go. Hey, I prayed, Lord, I got to go to work, I got things to do. As you're about to leave, suddenly the glory comes stronger. Wow, this is what I've been waiting for. Now you're making excuses to stay. Well, I could send someone else to do that. I could do that later. I don't have to go to Whole Foods right now. I can go in 3 hours. And you start to, you don't want to leave. That's when you know you've gotten in there.
You know, another key to the glory is walking in biblical holiness. Mm-hmm. Why is that so important?
Because holiness opens up the realm. You know, if my people call by my name, humble themselves, pray, repent. But it's like daily you have to. Like, I try to take communion every day because when the Lord sees the blood and the body, it opens up heaven and it sanctifies your body, your mind, your spirit, because the world is so intense right now. The media, the temptations, being pulled politically, socially, you know, emotionally, that we have to stay under the blood. So I'd say daily, just repent of anything you can think of. Wash yourself with the blood. Like in the summer, most people take a shower every day, I hope. But it's same in the glory. You want daily to be covered in the blood and be clean. So, because when you're not, what happens is like a vase. You go to a meeting, oh, the glory is great. You get home, oh, how come I don't feel that anymore? Because there's leaks in the vase. And that's the holiness and anger issues and other issues. We fill those holes. Now we can not just feel the glory, we can hold it. We can contain it and it doesn't leak out.
But you know, David, because the glory is growing so close to earth, I'm reminded of Moses. He warned our Jewish people and he said, don't touch the mountain when the holiness, when God himself is there. You know, you have to prepare for 3 days. You have to have clean clothes. You have to be ready to encounter the living God. Because if you are in hidden sin, not hidden to God, but hidden to other people, you can't hide from God. And when his glory comes, it'll be either the best day of your life or you will be in the worst situation of your life. Because God has so much love, David, I believe we're in a season now where the conviction of sin is hitting all Christians.
Yeah.
And those that choose to harden when the glory comes, they won't be able to take it.
God's preparing America and the world for his glory. So he's shaking up first, exposing, cleansing the land, and then the glory's coming. So actually, when you see these things happening, it can look bad. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. But actually, it's a good thing. God's preparing the way, cleaning the land so he can bring the glory.
Boy, I just feel the presence
it's
of
strong,
God
yeah.
coming so strong. when we come back, I'm going to have David release the impartation that he received from Ruth Heflin. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get David Herzog's powerful book, Limitless Glory, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, The ABCs of Entering and Walking in the Glory. Plus, you will get Psalmist Steve Swanson's anointed worship CD album, No More Delay. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9767. As soon as you begin to read David's brand new book and listen to his two-part audio CD teaching, you will begin to experience a supernatural encounter of God's greater glory invading your life. Through this book and audio CD series, you will understand what the new glory truly is. Find out how to get the glory of God to manifest tangibly and visibly in your life. Understand how you and even things can be supernaturally transported from one location to another. Discover how supernatural provision and finances multiply in the glory. Begin to witness God doing more through you in a shorter time span as your God-given destiny is accelerated through the glory. Learn the operating instructions to help you see creative miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. David mentors you step by step so you can experience the presence of God in your life. The audio CDs contain anointed prayers of impartation for you to obtain all of God's blessings and promises for your life. You will also receive Psalmist Steve Swanson's anointed worship CD album, No More Delay. It includes 10 anointed songs that will help immerse you in the glory.
I selected Steve Swanson's CV because, one, he does all our conferences and the glory comes so strong. It has a heavenly glory to the worship, and that's why I love it.
Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's powerful book, Limitless Glory, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, The ABCs of Entering and Walking in the Glory. Plus, you will get Psalmist Steve Swanson's anointed worship CD album, No More Delay. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9767. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9767 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm here with David Herzog, and David has operated in the manifest presence, the glory of God, for over 20 years. And so now I would have to assume that it's easier for you to get into the glory. But let's talk to those that this is new for them, or sure, they've never entered this glory, or they heard us talk earlier, can you feel the presence of God? And they say, I don't feel nothing. I want you to mentor them on sure what to do, exactly what you did after you were prayed for by Ruth Heflin, mm-hmm, and you'll pray for them in a moment. But tell us step by step what you did.
Sure. So first of all, if I were you and you've never been in these meetings, you don't know what we're talking about exactly, go in your room, get a good praise and worship CD, and praise and worship Him. When I say praise, I mean the first half, do fast songs, the victory, shouting songs, not the slow hallelujah right away. Fast praise, because praise will break the atmosphere open wherever you're at. And I do at least 30 minutes of praise. Even when I'm speaking, I tell the worship teams, do just fast songs the first 30 minutes. And then it starts breaking open and you don't feel like shouting and dancing anymore. Now you feel like being intimate. Oh God, I love you, I worship you. That's when you put the worship songs. So you praise Him till the spirit of worship comes, worship Him, start doing the slower intimate songs, and do that for a while until the glory comes. When the glory begins to come, wait on Him. Then you wait on Him. Then there's a moment where I'll start to speak things or decree things, but the waiting is so key. Once you break in the glory, you're in the glory. Wait on Him, enjoy it. Play some background music. Just love on Him, worship Him, kind of wait. And that moment of waiting, suddenly you might see a vision, you might get a thought, a scripture, you might, like sometimes they'll show me a nation, I'll decree it. Sometimes within an hour, the nation will open up to me. Like one time He said to me, I'm just enjoying the presence, declare three nations in Southeast Asia will open up. I declare them, 2 hours later, all three were open up to me. But I don't pray just to get things open or favor, I want to be in His presence, that's the key. And waiting on Him. So you can add fasting to it and that'll also bump it up.
How long did it take you to get to the point we're at today, where you can literally walk into that glory?
It's just years and years of just being with, 22 years ago, I experienced the glory for the first time. So it's natural to me. Like I can walk into a room and I know immediately, oh, it's not open yet. Or they'll give me the mic, but they did the worship too early. They ended it too early. So I'll get up and keep singing until I know. You just know by sensing, like, oh, there it is, it's there. Then you know when the atmosphere is right for miracles too.
Yeah, there was an evangelist by the name of Catherine Coleman, and she used to emphasize she had the best piano player, the best singers, and Jimmy McDonald and Dino. I remember this. Dino. But it wasn't just a show before she would speak. She needed that as much as she knew that the whole audience did. And the audience focuses and they say, oh God, heal me, heal me. And it's the wrong focus. Oh God, You're my God. You're my King. I'm not ashamed to tell anyone, You're my Lord. I worship You, God. I'll tell you what, there's such a spirit of worship here. I almost want to start worshiping. But before you worship God, you want to make sure there's no barrier between you and God. So I'd like you to say this prayer with me out loud and mean it to the best of your ability. because I want you to have experiential knowledge of the God of love. He's not the God that he's been portrayed within most religion. He's the God of pure love. That's how I was introduced to him. I experienced pure love. I had never experienced that level of love in my life. No human can give you that level of love. Only God can do it. Repeat this prayer out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins, and I am clean. And now that I am clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. Thank you for being my Savior. Saving me from my sins. Paying the price for my sins. And I boldly say, you are now my Lord. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, show me how to experience you. And your presence. David, I would like you to pray for that same impartation you received from Ruth Heflin.
Amen.
And I would like you, if you have words of knowledge, release them.
So if you're watching right now, just raise your hands and close your eyes. And Holy Spirit, come on the people watching. Let the same impartation of glory that we're feeling right now in this room and that I experienced 22 years ago and has grown ever since, let that same glory be imparted to the people. They would feel an atmosphere shift, that the presence around them would shift, their body would shift, their mind, their spirit. In the name of Jesus, put them in the realm to start to praise Him and thank Him and worship Him. And Lord, I thank you for miracles breaking out right now in the studio audience and on TV, Father. Thank you for cancers dissolving now in Jesus' name. People even growing taller now. Bones being healed right now. Rheumatoid arthritis going. Parkinson's disease goes in Jesus' name. Eyes are being healed. Cataracts are being healed. Deaf ears are opening. Bald heads are growing hair right now. Skin rashes and skin disease and psoriasis dissolving and gone in Jesus' name. Scoliosis, curvature of the spine, and every incurable disease be healed in Jesus' name. And just touch your body and start to, even if it's a shoulder, I see shoulders being healed. I see flat feet being healed in Jesus' name. I see incurable diseases being healed that the doctors cannot cure. If you're sick, if you have a virus, if you have a sickness, God is healing you right now if you receive it in Jesus' name. Blood disorders are being healed right now. AIDS is being healed. Every sickness and manner of disease is going now if you receive it in Jesus' name. Mental disorders, Alzheimer's, dementia, goes in Jesus' name. Restore them to their right mind. I thank you, Lord. Someone had brain surgery and God's healing your brain right now supernaturally because the surgery didn't fully heal it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And I see wrists are being healed right now. Just do this with your wrist. You'll see the pain is gone. Fingers, the numbness, it's gone in Jesus' name. Stiffness, it's gone in Jesus' name. Your elbows, if you have what's called tennis elbow or something like that, the pain is gone in Jesus' name. Backs are being healed. It's the any pain you have in this glory, you are being healed. Do not miss this moment of your visitation. Just begin to worship God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, and we praise you,
Thank you,
God.
Thank
we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.